Google has created a new tool inside of AI mode called Canvas. OpenAI has launched something called Study Mode in ChatGPT, and Notebook LM from Google is updating to add video generation to help you study. So all of these tools, I think, are really good when it comes to research, studying, figuring stuff out, whether you're a student or just learning things for your business. I'm really excited about them, and we're going to break all of these down for you on the podcast today. Before we get into it, Jamie, why don't you tell us a little bit about the AI Hustle School community?
Yeah, so if you've ever been interested in, you know, learning ways to grow your business using AI or even make extra money on the side using AI, that's you need to be at the AI Hustle School community. You need to check it out. We cover all kinds of different content on a weekly basis. We put out new bonus content over there. We go into the nitty-gritty details of how we're actually making money online using some of these tools, you know, including numbers and the exact strategies. You can even, so there's just really, specific data over there. And just a really cool place. There's over 300 members, and it's only $19 a month if you join today. So you can lock that price in. We have, you know, over 60 episodes now. We've been doing this a long time, so there's tons of amazing content over there. You should definitely check it out. But let's talk about some of these study tools here. So, when AI first came out, people were worried that it was going to, you know, just be used for cheating, but it looks like they're developing some really handy study tools now. The first being, we're going to talk about Google's AI mode. So they just released a Canvas feature for their AI mode, which will kind of allow you to essentially post helpful things over to your, it creates a document for you to save helpful information. So if you're studying, you can, you know, drop graphics over there, drop helpful information, and kind of make your own custom study sheet. So Jane, what else have you heard about this specific tool?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is interesting. We're seeing this from a bunch of other people, right? Like ChatGPT already has a Canvas. And of course, Anthropic already made kind of like a Canvas. I think even Grok has one where basically if you're doing something that seems like you're researching, it opens up like pretty much a Google Doc on the side and it pulls in relevant information because it's like, oh, you're probably like making a document. I think this is really interesting. It is quite useful. I've used it in like making contracts for a bunch of different things. And I know lawyers listening, like their ears are bleeding that I would use ChatGPT to make contracts. But the thing that I really do like about it too is, especially if it's not like insanely important, but it's like it needs to be done, but it doesn't have like an, whatever. You get the idea. I'm not like putting the contract for like buying a house on here, but like some things definitely, you know, like get hiring a new contractor for my business, I'm going to get ChatGPT to make up the contract for that. So the thing that I do think is interesting is basically when it spits it out, it also has the ability to export as like a PDF or another type of file, which it makes it's like very useful. You can do that very quickly. You don't have to go and try to find some like PDF creator online, and it's like all built in. So I do think that's very useful. They use it for like, you know, Google's explaining this for like study notes where they are basically, you know, the example question they ask is, I have a chemistry midterm coming up, make a study guide that covers organic mechanisms and thermochemistry and equilibrium. And then it's building like a study guide for them to go over. This is good because like you can only like get so much out of, I feel like, a ChatGPT thread. Although sometimes I wonder like if you couldn't just, I guess, ask it to do that. Maybe for study guide, it's something you're going to review multiple times. I think for businesses, this is also very useful. You know, I'm like pitching the head of product on a new project that does X, Y, and Z things, make like a, you know, kind of like a one pager that I can share, or like, it's just very useful to kind of create these documents that you can go out and then share. So I think that that's very interesting. That's rolling out. They're also bringing Project Astra capabilities directly into it via their live search. So basically on Google Lens, you're going to have the ability to do searches through the camera. So this is what their VP of product at Google Search said. They said, when you go to live search, it's like having an expert on speed dial who can see what you're talking, see and talk through tricky concepts in real time, all with easy access to helpful links on the web. So basically chat with it, talk to it through the camera, and point it at things. I think it's going to be pretty live search with video input is also coming. So you'll be able to basically do like a video chat and yeah, see everything that, or get feedback on everything that's going on. This is very useful. I think even for like education stuff, you literally, if you had a textbook, you could point it at the textbook, or if you were in a business presentation, you could point it at like a document like in video mode and be like, all right, based off of what's in this document. You could also probably just take a picture and upload it. So there's a few ways to do this, but I think this is getting more and more capabilities of these tools. And so we're kind of at a point where it's like low capabilities, a couple specific use cases, then we're going to get high capabilities, and then they're going to get really good at accomplishing those capabilities. And then it's like, we're just going to use AI for everything more than we already do. So I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it.
No, that's cool. I like your idea about, you know, taking a picture of a study guide, because I would imagine if you asked Google to make you a study guide, you maybe wouldn't be studying the exact things you need to study. But if you could take a picture of the study guide that the professor gave you and then have it make a graphic or make a PDF, I feel like that would be more helpful. Or as you mentioned in our last episode, Notebook LM now has video summaries, so you can have it make some helpful study videos for you to watch or listen to while you're, you know, driving. There's really, like you said, there's a lot of really, really great tools out, and they're only going to keep getting better. Speaking of which, OpenAI just launched its own study tool in ChatGPT. So they announced on Tuesday that they have a new study mode that aims to help students develop their own critical thinking skills rather than just have it spit out answers to them. So I think that's a cool concept, because a lot of people are worried about, you know, us not having to think anymore because of ChatGPT. So I think that's kind of a cool thing. Jayden, what have you heard about this study mode?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Basically, like the concept is it's not going to just do your homework for you. It's actually going to help you learn things. It's going to roll out to basically everyone on the free plus pro teams plan starting soon. It's basically going to be younger people whose school administrators have purchased a plan for the entire student body, right? So like your school might have ChatGPT for everybody, but they don't want every student just generating all of their content with ChatGPT to finish all of the reports. So they're going to turn study mode on for everybody. It's not going to do everything for you, but it will help you. It'll help work with you to accomplish your tasks, asking you questions, giving you feedback or advice. You can put your essay in. So I actually kind of think this is cool. It's basically going to be like, it almost feels like a nerfed version of ChatGPT, where it won't just do everything for you. It helps you like learn how to do stuff. But I don't think that's bad. It's kind of like putting training wheels on a bike for people. It's good for kids to learn how to like use their critical thinking and think through projects and programs and things. And eventually, once you get into the real world, you don't need to, you don't need the training wheels. You can just let AI run your whole life if that's your life choice. But in school, you're probably there to learn some things, so you probably should get it to help you. So I think that's a really cool concept.
No, yeah. I mean, so I have a quick little anecdote here, but my daughter just finished first grade last year, and they gave her own laptop that she had. And I was kind of against it at first. I was like, man, technology is going to ruin everything, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I will say the way they had laid it out and formatted the content for her, she was actually motivated to learn, because if she could pass certain levels in, in the educational part, she got like credits to use in like the fun games. So like in class, if she, you know, finished her coursework, she was able to have fun, you know, and play the game. So I think there with education, like by setting up those walls, kind of like you said, it can actually be really beneficial. And I'm assuming there's going to be lots of really cool spinoffs of some of this technology. So
100%. One thing I just wanted to clarify for anyone curious on OpenAI's study mode thing, I did want to clarify that OpenAI's VP of Education, Leah Belsky, was recently asked, and she said that OpenAI is not actually going to have any tools for parents or administrators to lock students. Like, so it won't actually be able to lock an account into study mode. So any student can go and just turn study mode off if they want. But she said they might look at some administrative or parental control stuff in the future. So you really have to be a student that wants to study in order to take advantage of it. It's for self-starters, but it won't be for everyone. So I don't know. I definitely think there would be a market, and maybe a startup would just do that, where they basically are gonna they're basically just going to make like an API to OpenAI and force kids to be in study mode, and it's like an educational product. I could see a lot of value there, but maybe OpenAI will do that as well. So should be interesting to see what happens in the future with that one.
Well, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review wherever you're listening. Those mean a lot to us and help our podcast out a lot. And again, if you are interested in making money on the side or growing your business with AI, definitely check out the AI Hustle School community. It's a great place to be. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.